4, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has seen a spike in hate crimes, mostly since 2018, CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The number of hate crime incidents has jumped significantly in Colorado, from 97 in 2018 to 281 in 2020. Among the biggest jumps was hate crimes against African Americans. 2 years ago, there were 23 incidents. And in 2020, there were 96 reported incidents. Hate crimes against Latinos, gay men, and Jewish people were also up. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The price of gas will stay high for another few weeks. Hurricane Ida slowed oil production and transport that inflated prices across parts of the country temporarily. AAA spokesman Skylar McKinley.
I would expect that while gas will not be as cheap as it was in 2020, it will be noticeably cheaper for most Coloradans in mid-September than it was in mid-August.
Demand typically falls after Labor Day weekend, and gas stations will soon switch to a cheaper winter blend. Winter driving rules take effect today in Colorado's high country. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
September 1st means the state's traction law is now in effect between Morrison and Otsero on Interstate 70. That means passenger vehicles need to meet tougher standards. If you have four-wheel or all-wheel drive, make sure your tires have at least 3/16 of an inch of tread left. If you have a two-wheel drive vehicle, you'll need either all-weather or winter tires. Or you can put a set of chains in the trunk. The restrictions last until next June. Fines for violating the law can reach $500. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And it's West Nile season. Mosquitoes that carry the virus have been found in 11 Colorado counties so far. The bugs are most active at dawn and dusk. It's going to be rainy for much of Colorado today, with heavy rain possible in the mountains and in western Colorado. The chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range. Saying a little cooler today, with highs near 90 in Denver, then into the 80s tomorrow and toward the weekend. This is CPR News.